You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mets back home tonight. Juan Soto struggling. He has been, I mean, there's no way you could say that you don't care about his comments that he made about the Yankees or Judge behind him. I don't know how you excuse his performance so far through the first 18 games, other than you're saying, well, yeah, it's going to be fine. That's great. It's going to be fine. It's about time you start getting going here, especially off of yesterday's performance. And I know there are bigger issues than just that with the Mets potentially, but Soto's struggles to me are the number one thing right now.
He's the big ticket. You know, last year, Lindor was able to silence some detractors. And this year, Pete has already silenced some detractors. There were zero detractors when Juan Soto was signed because Juan Soto was thought to be, you know, and eventually I think will be this a glorious addition to the Mets. But right now, he doesn't look the part. Right now, he doesn't look like he's very confident. Right now, he looks a little rattled. And if this keeps up, starting tonight, he's going to hear some boos.
John is calling from Ridge, New York. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's going on, guys?
What's up, John?
Hey.
Sal, you are not overreacting. So this has been going on since game two. We came up to bat. I'm like, okay, here comes the shuffle. Nothing. He hasn't stared down the pitcher once. I'm tired of hearing about Judge. BT, you're right. His body language from the start of the season has been horrible. And the only thing that's changed is he got paid. And I hope to God I'm wrong. But somebody, I don't know if his hamster died or something, he needs to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's his hamster. I'm not sure if he owns a pet. In fact, John, thank you for the call. I also would disagree saying that early on, this was not the case with the body language.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, BT, about my tweet earlier, whatever it was, April 2nd, early on, Juan Soto looked like Juan Soto. He was giving you that shuffle. He was giving the nods. Okay. And over the course of the last, 17 days or so, whatever it was.
15. Today's, okay, I think,
right,
the 17th,
so, right?
Right,
15 days since I tweeted that, Soto has not looked himself.
No, he's gotten worse.
By the way, on the broadcast, they said it, not yesterday, I think it was the night before, I want to say that, Gary Cohen and Keith were talking about how Soto didn't look himself. This was before he hit the first homer. So it was the first game in Minnesota, I think.
Okay.
Before he hit that first homer, they were saying, man, he needed that after he hit it. But before it was, he doesn't look, you know, he's had that shuffle. He doesn't look like he's feeling it the way that he was. So that is, that's a thing. It's not us making it up.
Yeah.
And his numbers are what they are. His struggles are what they are. These are fact. We're just reacting to it.
One of the things that, it's frustrating because I wanted to hear the tone of that discussion in the booth there. But, you know, when you're flipping between the Yanks and the Mets every night, what I'll do oftentimes is kind of, and it sucks because I enjoy hearing Keith and Ron and Gary. I do. I like that dynamic. You know, I want to hear it because I think they're good at baseball presentation. But now, you know, you're doing the juggle night to night. I find myself fast-forwarding pitches to kind of just get the ability to tell the story the next day on the air. Was there a level of concern?
No.
When it was just a basic observation,
oh, yeah,
and they moved on?
Yeah, I don't think it was, you know, long-term concern. It was just an observation of he's struggling a little bit right now, and you can see it in the body language.
But they talked about no Soto shuffles,
correct?
Right? Okay, so that's different than just scuffling a little bit. Like, I think if I hear Keith say, yeah, you know,
I think it was Gary who brought it up first, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, but if I hear, say, Keith from a hitting perspective say, you know, Juan looks a little out of sorts, he's pressing. Well, then Keith can substantiate that with maybe expanding the zone or not recognizing the way Keith would do it from a hitting perspective. Roddy doing the same to the pitchers. Gary throwing that out there is a good job by Gary to allow the pros to react to it. But the fact that they went to the body language is not the same as just being a little bit in a slump.
Right.
It's a little more than just, and again, I'm not trying to make this crazy big, but it's a little more than just, hey, he's having a rough couple of games. They're saying he doesn't look the same in terms of energy, what he's emitting.
Correct.
And that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put words in their mouth, and you could go back and listen to it. I'm sure somewhere, somebody has it somewhere clipped off, but I just remember them bringing up about the Soto shuffle because I was thinking the same thing, and then to hear them say it kind of validated those looks that I loved Soto for, that shuffle that I love Soto for, that hasn't been there. And the numbers that we love Soto for also have not been there. Now, this was pre him hitting that home run in Minnesota, the first one, followed up with the next night hitting a home run. I was thinking, all right, he's unlocked. And then you see what happened yesterday.
Yep.
0 for 5, 3 strikeouts coming up in big spots all the time, leaving guys on bases. And that's been the MO. Matter of fact, his hit the other night, the home run in the, I guess it was 3-1 at that point, he had a two-run homer to make it 5-1. That was his first hit with runners in scoring position all year long.
All season. I know. All season. And I think it was 0 for 5 or so up until that point.
Yeah, and it was 3-1.
Yeah, I tacked on a little. Like an A-Rod home run for a lot of years.
Bingo. It was a tack-on home run. So he's come up in many spots to change the game.
He will.
I agree. He will. He hasn't. And that's why I'm upset right now. Al is on Long Island. What's up, Al?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Listen, I want to preface this with Brandon. I 10 years ago, I was driving home from the railroad. I was working, and he did a Christmas Eve show.
Yeah.
That was like the best show that I've ever heard on this radio.
Yeah. And we're
Christmas
Eve?
Family and fish. And all
Is that when my mom called in with the menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was more than 10 years. That's like 15. I remember that well.
Where was that?
Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah. Thank you. But I appreciate that, Al. Thanks, man.
My point is this. I remember a couple of weeks back, Vlad Jr. had brought up something about Soto. He should stop hot dogging or whatever you want to call it. From that point on, he kind of like shied away. You're just talking about the shuffle.
Yeah,
he's
I remember that.
Shuffle anymore. And I think Guerrero had a lot to do with that. And I think he got inside his head. I think his ego might be a little frail. And I think that might be what's causing him his problem. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, the guy's got talent. There's no doubt about it. He'll snap out of it. But somebody needs to, you know, get that out of his head.
Well, Carlos Beltran, and thank you for the call, Al, he had talent as well. And he had an awful first year with the Mets. So let's not make it like just talent alone is going to win out. The reason why I never had any doubts about how Soto would start or perform right out of the gate with the Mets is because of his attitude. And you're seeing that kind of get changed here along the way. Now, I don't understand his point about Guerrero. What is...
I don't know that I thought he meant actually us because you and I talked about this and I did say it.
That's what I thought he was talking about.
I don't think he's done it since.
Well, you said specifically, all right, dude, enough with the...
I don't think he's done it since.
I was praising him for him even after he struck out looking at the pitcher like, all right, bro, good job. I'll get you next time.
Yeah.
You were mocking him saying like, all right, bro, you're not a 300, whatever
it
was.
I see that Rod Crew hitting 350. You got to get out here once in a while.
Since then.
Kind of having a little fun, but also serious enough to say it.
Right. And I'm not trying to put the two exactly together, but yes, since then he has not shown those emotions the way that he did. Mm. I don't know what Guerrero Jr.
He lost me on the Guerrero stuff, too. I don't know. Listen, I don't know the answer to this. I'm sure there's a million theories on it, certainly way above my level of education from a psychological perspective. But, you know, the mindset impacting performance versus the performance impacting mindset. I know there's a correlation. I don't know enough to tell you how or why or to what extent or how long. But I do believe he starts getting a little bounce back, even if he's taking the collar, you know, do the shuffle, even do things out of
whatever.
Love. You start doing that, I guarantee you're going to start banging balls in the gap.
By the way, maybe if I've seen that, even with the performance, I'd be a little bit better. But that, combined with the performance, has me...
Okay, that's a really interesting point. Now, is that because that part of it maybe leads you to think about missing the Yankees more than him just pressing?
Or just a deeper issue, potentially.
Maybe not be, maybe
remember,
with his new surroundings.
We were talking about him pressing on Friday. the struggles continued. Yeah, that was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then it was like, oh, come on. He's, you know, it's 15 games, whatever it is. And he got worse over the weekend. Then the comments come out about the Yankee stuff. And then yesterday happened. So to me, it's gotten worse since I thought it was just an isolation that he's pressing. There's a lot that goes on here. But also the same me on April 2nd, after he struck out, I gave you the heart emojis and all that stuff on social media, mm-hmm. showing you that it's not just about the results, because I know that that type of attitude, to your point about attitude, will lead to better performance.
When you have the talent, it will.
Right.
No
the,
question.
Right. The consistent attitude, regardless of the ups and downs. But when you see somebody who you know generally has a better or different type of attitude not showing that, and the results aren't there, that's something that is at least concerning in the short term.
Enough to talk about. Yes. I don't disagree. And I said to you, I forget what day it was. I think it was after he hit the first. He hit two. So I guess it was the first home run in the first game where I said, I didn't notice any celebrations. Not that you need to put on a choreographed, you know, dance routine, but that's what everybody does these days. And I remember very vividly that, not to make it about the Yankees, but he would do it with Judge, would do it with guys that were, you know, in the hole, and before he'd get to the dugout, I saw him hit his home run, and it was like a 1970s celebration, little handshake, and just keep it moving. And I don't know, is that because he's not feeling it there, or he's not feeling it himself? I don't know the answer, but it's early, as we all know.
Frank is in Syosset. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. I'm not a psychiatrist either, but I can just tell you from what I've heard, you know, 90% of the game is half mental, as Yogi used to say, and you guys touched on it. And BT's old partner, Tiki, mentioned it yesterday. He said, maybe they figured him out. And he told you, Soto told you himself, he gave you a glimpse. He said, they're pitching to me differently this year. So obviously it's a mental thing, and, you know, that's all I got. So.
Well, is that a mental thing? That actually would be more of a physical thing. If somebody's pitching me differently, yeah, I guess you can weave in the mental responsibility on me to adjust, but I think it's much more of a physical thing if that's true. And by the way, it has been, there was a stat, I think he's last in terms of 16%. Somebody gave us the number the other day.
Yeah, Will Salmon tweeted it out.
That's it. That
pitches
was it.
In the strike zone.
Yes.
Now, again, that could have changed over the last three games.
It could have, but the point was, when he said he's being pitched differently, it was backed up by Will Salmon's tweet there. But that's more physical. There's an element of emotional stuff that he's got to go through. But to me, it's just, see the pitch, hit the pitch, make the physical adjustment.
Well, let's forget the numbers for a second. Although that's why I've been on him. He hasn't been coming through in big spots. So we know that. But those are what they are. What's the excuse for the no Soto shuffles?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's what I'd like somebody to ask him.
I don't know.
Hey, where's that shuffle at?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't care if he goes 0-for-4 tonight with four strikeouts. I want to see the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be, to me, more indicative of him getting back to being himself, which will eventually lead to him getting out of this funk.
Yep.
As opposed to, oh, okay, well, he had back-to-back games where he hit home runs, but he's still not out of it because then he had yesterday happen.
Yeah.
So I'd rather see the looks, the stares, the shuffle. I want to see Juan freaking Soto, the animal that he is. That's what I
want
to see.
You want him, what did they say? Who said that? Was was it Gibbons with Piazza?
Yeah, out let the monster out of the cage.
Right?
The monster's out of the cage.
There it was, right in the World Series. So I would love for somebody to do this, and somebody has to do this. This would be almost more interesting than any baseball statistic that you could uncover pertaining to Soto, right? Go back to the year that he hit 246. Go back to that year and watch every pitch or watch every at bat. Was he doing the shuffle when he wasn't performing?
Right, because we can't use last year as a
barometer.
You
got to remember, I watched him every night last year, and I watched him, you know, Sunday night baseball as a Padre here and there, play the Mets here and there. But
Postseason,
of course. But last night, there was a nightly measurement last year that I had intimately as a New York baseball fan, as a Yankee fan, and obviously watched the Mets. I don't see that at all this year. And I want to know why, but I want to know if, I don't know that it's inconsistent with previous.
Maybe not.
But that's a very important answer to me.
Yeah, we've got to figure that out. BT, it's
somebody else has.
I'm not going to go back and watch.
Start watching tape.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers was on with McAfee. He said...
Yawn. Who cares what he said?
Me too, but I found this interesting.
What he said?
Because both you and I think he's coming back, or
yes,
at least thought he was coming back. And I guess one of the questions posed to him was, dude, what are you doing? The draft is next week. You're going to be with the Steelers or not? Rodgers says, quote, "I'll set it all straight from the jump. I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have personal commitments I've made, and people in my inner circle battling difficult stuff. To make a commitment to a team is a big thing."
Huh? Okay.
That's a lot there, BT. That's like...
I got to respect it. Hopefully everything's going to work out well for him. He's a human, even though it didn't get done with the Jets here. Happy he found somebody. And hopefully whatever family stuff he's going through is resolved there. That's what matters most there. But I don't know. I hate to be cynical, especially when he prefaces it with that. But at the risk of sounding callous or cynical... is this his way of just creating more drama and more suspense?
I believe what he's saying, but to the point before about the caller when he was talking about Soto and we don't know what's going on with his life, and then we were saying, well, you don't know what's going on with anybody. You still got a job to do. So all I could say is where Aaron Rodgers is saying, well, I got people in my inner circle that need me and I've made other commitments and I don't want to commit to a team. Okay. Now, the Steelers can choose to just say, that's great.
Yep.
Well, we're moving on.
Correct.
Or if Rodgers really did want to go play for the Steelers or anybody else, then he's got to make that commitment. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. He's got to choose. So the waiting game isn't in his control. It should be on the other teams. The Giants moved on.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're getting Russell Wilson. That's it. The Steelers shouldn't have to wait. Now, maybe they feel like their best option is to, in fact, wait. And, hey, we're in no hurry.
Yep.
We'll go with our draft accordingly. We don't care. It's not going to impact what we do anyway. But I don't – like, there's two things at play here. Rodgers can do whatever he wants, but there's also going to be – you know, repercussions of that.
Well, no, it's different than Soto. Like, repercussions, you know, Soto, you know, listen, you got 14 and three quarter years to go. You do have a job to do. Like, if there is something wrong, go do your job.
Right.
Right now, he's unemployed. He doesn't have any job to do right now. He's not property of the Steelers yet. He's no longer property of the Jets. The Giants didn't sign him. Nobody is not back with the Niners. Right now, he is Aaron Rodgers' free agent, so I don't think he's got a responsibility to anybody but himself.
Right. If he wants to play, he runs the risk of then having those teams, like the Giants, say, okay, well, we're not going to wait. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm sure he's aware of that. I know he knows that. So I think he's already factored that in.
But then maybe he doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying.
So then maybe he doesn't care enough to play, and that's well within his
rights. I think that's possible.
Right.
I think that there might be a little transitional period here. He might be saying, all right, you know what? I like the Steelers situation better than the Giants, but I don't love it. So maybe what I'm going to wait throughout camp here. And if somebody gets hurt on a really, really good team, maybe that opens up a more appealing situation. I know he wants Minnesota more than anything, so that's not going to happen. But these guys were just telling me that he mentioned the Jets here.
Yeah.
Do we have the cut here, Hoff, or do you have...
I don't have any cuts here yet. What did he say exactly about
the Jets?
Okay, so what he said was he flew across to meet with everyone from the Jets and sat down in 20 seconds, was basically asked, do you want to play football? He said, yes. He goes, okay, then how do you want us to handle you being released? Because we're going to release you. They didn't even, in 20 seconds, there was no conversation about them actually working out how are you going to fit in with us.
Yeah.
It was basically, you're done. And he goes, why did I fly out here? I flew out here to meet you guys to talk about football and get to know you to see how we can work together. And he was a little disappointed with that.
Can I tell you my first reaction? I feel a little more confident in this regime. I don't like that they did him dirty like that.
I have a problem with that.
You could have done that on Zoom. I'm not going to exonerate him there. But the fact that they made such a quick decision, now it's unnecessarily callous to him to fly him out there. And if it's true, maybe he's a little exaggerating here, 20 seconds, maybe it was 20 minutes, whatever. But obviously it was a quick, without him getting a chance to get a better answer or explain himself. But the Jets knew what they wanted to do. They told them, and they moved on. I don't like how they actually executed it, but I like that they finally got to their decision in a timely manner. Finally!
You know what that smells like to me?
What?
Woody. There's no way.
You think Woody was trying to get back to him? Just like a petty?
I do. Because there's no way. You think Aaron Glenn, man amongst men, a football, you know, guy dedicated his life to playing football, coaching, coming up through the ranks, all that stuff.
Mm.
You think Aaron Glenn would think that that's the best way to do business with Aaron Rodgers, regardless of what he did with the Jets organization or not?
No.
Player to player, man to man, you have to respect what Aaron Rodgers has accomplished in his career, and I bet you Aaron Glenn does.
No question.
I would highly doubt that Aaron Glenn had Aaron Rodgers fly all the way across the country to meet the Jets, even if it were for 5 minutes, forget about 20 seconds, to tell him, hey, what are you feeling about playing? He says, yeah, I want to play. Okay, well, how do we want to go about releasing you then? Now, you're right. Maybe there's a little more nuance.
And that's Aaron Rodgers' side of the story.
But I still trust Aaron Rodgers. The Jets haven't said that side of the story. I think that's got Woody Johnson written all over
it. Now, it might. That's an interesting observation. It might. Now, if that's the case, it's petty, because I'm sure if that's the case, he did it because of what he said about his son, right? Remember the intimations? I'm going to get fired by a kid, whatever he said. I forget the exact quote. And if I'm Woody, that I can see why that would bother you. You try to dispel the notion that it's a circus in there, and you have your quarterback going out there and saying, the owner's son's firing me. So, all right, maybe that stuff, maybe he's very vindictive. That's not how I would operate. That's Bush League, though. Yeah, that is, if that transpired, I don't know. Now, it could be a little bit in between. Maybe they were truly giving him a chance to authentically communicate man to, like, face eye to eye. When you look into somebody's eyes, it's the window to their soul. And they just didn't believe that he really wanted to play. And they read the room, they read the cards, and they made a quick decision. They said, we don't really know if you're all in. We're moving on.
And by the way, it's independent of the results of the decision or the actual decision, because they did make the right decision.
Yep, I know what you're saying.
I wanted Rodgers back. We were both on the same page with that. But this offseason already shows you it was the right move to move on. Because imagine the Jets, Imagine
still going through this now.
Oh my
forget
God.
About it.
Imagine.
Your partner would be in a straitjacket. I would have lost my mind.
I probably would have been right there with you. I know not to the same level, but you get the point. Imagine Muji and Glenn in the first year bringing Rodgers back and dealing with this nonsense. So it was the right move. However, if it went anywhere near the level that Rodgers said that it went, that to me shows Woody Johnson, because I don't believe there's any way Aaron Glenn would do that.
I agree with Glenn. And I agree with Muji, by the way. I like Aaron Rodgers. I've supported Aaron Rodgers. I think he could still play. I wanted him to stay if the new regime wanted him, but if not, I wanted them to make the decision and get a clean cut. They did. I don't believe the way he portrayed that meeting.
All right,
if I stay corrected, my bad. I believe he is slanting that to make the legit. There's got to be some middle ground. There is no way. And more, think about this: you fly somebody out, and whether it's 20 seconds or 2 minutes. You diss him, like, to that extent?
Maybe he's exaggerating a little bit.
Unacceptable for the Jets person. I don't believe that right now.
The main point, though, would be you flew him across country just to tell him that you're going to release him where you didn't have to do that. Either way, that, I don't care how long it took, to me, that would be the mistake. Now, did the Jets have a response here?
No, but Brian Costello's following this, and he, in a social media tweet, just put out there, Rodgers said Glenn intimated that he was worried that Rodgers would undermine him.
To who? He said that
Glenn said that to Rodgers?
Rodgers, and on this McAfee interview, that Glenn intimated that he was worried that that Rodgers would undermine him during...
Glenn intimated that to Rodgers or to other people?
No, to Rodgers.
In that meeting All right, so there's transparency.
Yeah,
I got no problem with this.
I mean, I respect that.
Well, already I'm finding out it's not a 20-second meeting, unless Aaron Glenn speaks.
Well, no. The 20-second was the 20
words could be said. It
took you a minute to say it.
No. He had no option. What he's saying is, in 20 seconds, I sat down and they never talked about football. It was, hey, do you want to keep on playing football? And his response was yes. Okay, cool. We're going to get rid of you. How do you want us to go about this? How do you want the PR to go? There was never... So he flew them over. He got flown over to be basically shown the door.
Okay. I see why you feel that, and I know why you feel the way you feel if this is true. And I will join you in saying that that is incredibly unprofessional by the Jets and unacceptable and a bad look for future free agents, blah, blah, if it's true. To the extent that Rodgers is positioning it, I believe he's laying it on. That's why I said I'm a Rodgers fan and a believer. I like Aaron Rodgers, but he's also a little slippery with certain things. I do not believe the Jets did it the way he is saying that they did it.
This is juicy. Rami, what do you have here from Zach Rosenblatt? Rami says he has some stuff
here. All right, Rom.
Rosenblatt has a couple of things here. Where he says Aaron Rodgers is getting fired up. He is not a fan of Aaron Glenn, and this is just what...
Right.
Aaron Rodgers on Aaron Glenn, why would you not pick my brain? Which is a good question. Why would you not at least talk to him, see what Rodgers thinks? He's one of the best players. You're a first-time head coach, right? Why wouldn't you at least have a conversation with him? And then Rodgers said this, I felt there wasn't an ample amount of respect in that meeting. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised based on some of the things I saw over the 2 years.
Yeah, but that's not a Glenn Muji thing, so
that's
he's kind of lumping it all.
You, it sounds more like the owner.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
Interesting. I love this.
I like
wow.
this stuff. This is from Garofalo. Rogers says he had a great conversation with Giants head coach Brian Daboll, really enjoyed him a lot, called him a beautiful football mind.
Well, you know, that's because
now it's
expressing interest and
now
feeding into the ego.
Now it's getting ugly. He sees the Soto Judge stuff. He's stirring the New York sports pot.
Now here's the question that I would have, and I think that Rogers is right in this aspect. Why wouldn't Glenn at least want to pick his brain about what went on, what he has here? Is just Glenn just doesn't respect Rogers at all? You just didn't want him anywhere near the building?
Okay, so if I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm going to have a checklist here. And the column left is favorable for me if I engage with Aaron Rodgers and pick his brain like we're saying maybe he should. Right. The other column is it would have more of a negative impact. So, yeah, I would say in column one on the left-hand side it could be favorable by not only picking the brains of Rodgers, like what happened with Rodgers, although it almost doesn't matter what happened with the previous administration, I would have used his interactions with the roster to maybe gain some intel on some of the players that I'm about to coach.
Right.
Like, to me, that's common sense. But what I really think, Sal, I think that Glenn Mucci and obviously Woody, I don't think that they were fully convinced that Rodgers wanted to play and or that he could play at the level that they need him to play at. So they didn't want to waste any time because they didn't want it to drag out like everything else dragged out with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. They wanted to very quickly show everybody that we're moving at a different speed, which I appreciate that.
And by the way, they were right about that. Regardless of how we think that they handled the meeting, and it also proves that Keyshawn might have been right when we were insinuating, maybe he was not 100% accurate. When he said
you're streaking? Remember about Keyshawn, right?
Yeah, when he said about Glenn, there's no way he would
He said, I'll go streaking if Aaron Glenn. Yes, bingo. Same conversation.
Well, then what Rogers is saying adds up to that where Glenn had no interest. And maybe I'm wrong to think that this was a Woody thing. Maybe it was just Aaron Glenn. Hoff, you said you have one more
I know, thing. I just have a question, serious question. What is more insulting to this whole situation? Is it by having him fly over? Or what would have been more insulting? Flying him out, not having him even talk about football, and just saying, hey, we're moving on from you? Or just sending a text message being like, we're done.
Why couldn't they just have this conversation over the phone or, like you said, BT over Zoom and be like, here, Aaron, we respect what you did. Even if you don't, just
you
got to
preface it with that.
Okay. We respect.
But we don't know that they didn't. Like, maybe they did.
But we do know that he flew all the way here to have them say, we don't want you.
Okay, but maybe he's leaving out the stuff where they actually did do the right thing and prefaced it with, hey, we respect you,
But the point is, from his perspective, He's thinking he's getting on a plane to come across the country to sit and talk with the new head coach and general manager to find out the future of him and the organization. When that fate was already sealed, they knew what they were going to do. And that's not the wrong thing. But if you know what you're going to do, why have him come all the way here just to sit him down and say, well, we're going to release you, however long it may have taken? I understand where Roger's coming from in that aspect, where they could have just done it over Zoom and be like, hey, let's have a quick initial meeting, see where you're at. And then they could play it that way and say, hey, we respect everything you've done. Where are you at with your football career? Okay, you still want to play? That's great. We respect that, but we're thinking we're going to move on from you. What's the best way that you want to do that? You don't have to have...
I know. That would have been the... That would have been the right way to do it, to soften the blow of getting ready to move on from a legend who deserves respect. I got that. But now if they would have done that, all right, hey, come on in for a meeting. We won't make our decision. Let's just get to know each other. You tell us what you want. We'll tell you what we're thinking. Yeah. We'll start to flush this out. Now, if it wouldn't have been flushed out there, it would have been a 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe a week, maybe two, like week cycle of news that the Jets were just desperately trying to get away from.
I'm with you, which is why at the end of the day, this and you know I love Rodgers.
Me too.
This is the best thing that they could have done is just move on.
Jets getting cutthroat.
This is This is not.
It's about time, man. Instead of getting trampled.
I get it. This is not. It'll be a problem for the next day. I'm sure we'll talk about it more tomorrow when we hear actually some of the sound bites from Rodgers. But after that, Rodgers is somebody else's problem and not the Jets' problem.
And what the Jets should not do, and I'm sure they're going to be tempted to do this, don't even respond. I think if you respond, you just pump life into it. The story's going to die.
We wish them well.
Yeah, but like the last thing the Jets, even though it would satisfy some emotions, which I understand, like you don't want to be improperly positioned as like unprofessional or callous or insensitive, like that's not really necessary. But if the Jets issue a statement or somebody goes on the radio, but that's not going to happen, like maybe a statement.
Yep.
You know, hey, we respect Aaron Rodgers, but we strongly disagree with his positioning of however they want to do it. It's still not worth it because now it's another day of news cycle and dissection. Just let him say what he said. He's still talking on McAfee. He'll be off McAfee in 10 minutes. Tomorrow's tomorrow. The Jets turn the page. Rodgers needs to do the same.
Also, if you do address it or acknowledge it, you're kind of admitting some guilt or wrongdoing where I would just, if you trust that you didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
Just say, we wish Aaron Rodgers well.
Yeah, but
that's it.
Okay, I disagree a little bit.
Let us rip them.
Let us do it.
Wait, yeah, why not? Let the negative stuff happen.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable enough to know that you did the right thing, if you're Glenn, if you're Muji, if you're Woody and the Jets, and you feel like you handled it the right way, then there's no need to acknowledge it. Let Rodgers say whatever he wants. We're moving forward. We handled it how we had to handle it. We trusted the way that we did it. I'm not getting more into it. Just like Aaron Judge. I'm not going into a back and forth thing. Soto's there. He's got a great hitter. That's it. Hey, why am I going to a back and forth thing with Rodgers? He's no longer here. We're moving on.
I think it's easier said than done. I don't disagree conceptually. I think generally that's, and I even said it before you, I would not talk.
Right.
But if it does get hijacked, and let's face it, the Jets are the low-hanging fruit, although not everybody loves Rodgers, so maybe you get a few people defending the Jets here, like in the national media. If the Jets become a punching bag the next I don't disagree. But it's going to be harder to do that if you are now being positioned still as a third-rate circus franchise when you didn't do what he's saying, if you didn't do what he said you did.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Chris is in Thornwood. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yes, guys. Absolutely.
Listen, I got a quick thing for you here.
Yeah.
So the thing I think about with Soto is, imagine back when you guys, me included, were single, and you're out on the hunt, and you're hunting, and you're going for it, and then you
Glory
finally
day.
Get it. And you finally get it, you land it, and then you're just not that happy.
Yeah, you got to move on.
But
problem is you can't when you sign a 15-year deal.
Yeah, well, it was about the hunt. It was all about the hunt. And now the hunt's over.
That's depressing.
That is depressing. You don't want to know what's going through my mind right now.
The hunt's over.
I kind of like roaming in the jungle.
And the hunt's over, and it's like, man, you know what? I just, I want to go back to the Hunt.
Well, listen, he could have married the Yankees. Maybe the Hunt would have been more fun. He decided to marry the Mets.
All right, there you have it. Caller of the day, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. You want to get back to the phones here?
Let's do it.
A lot to do. I'm sure there'll be much more Rodgers tomorrow with us. We got to preview the Knicks as they get set for game one of their series against the Pistons. Brad is in Suffern. What's up, Brad?
Hey, I want to talk about Ichiro Suzuki and compare him to Soto.
Okay.
The power numbers, I don't see how Soto is not an overpaid player.
It might be, but you have to understand that.
And I want to tag on to you guys, your body language or your last caller. I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think Soto's not depressed because he's having a slump. I think he's depressed because he made the bad decision. Should have stayed with the Yankees where he's one of the guys. He don't want to be the guy.
But he looked happy in the spring. He looked happy down in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, but his language now, it's not a guy in a slump. It's a guy that hates the decision he made. He wants to be back with the Yankees.
I mean, that's a pretty quick determination. Ultimately, it could be right. It's a little fast for me to go there. And I do think it's a slight, well, it could be more than a slight overpay, but it's also a justifiable overpay. Like, we talked about this a million times. You know, for the Mets to do what they did and the whole Yankee thing and change the tone and take over the city, you had to do it.
There are different layers to the conversation. I am not willing to entertain the conversation that is a bad contract. Certainly not at this point. I think it's the right move. The Mets had to make that move. It was the only move that you can make trying to get a player of that caliber in here, regardless of where he came from. It just so happened that he comes from the Yankees. Problem is with Soto's start, with the comments that he's made dating back to when he talked to Martino in the spring about missing the Yankees, an off-the-cuff comment, no harm, no foul, I didn't make a big deal of it. But that, plus the comments that he made to Puma, plus the body language and the no Soto shuffles, plus the results, I think it is fair to say what the caller just said, that some people can speculate and say maybe he's unhappy with his decision. I'm not saying that, but I think it's fair to speculate that.
Well, Juan, you trying to tell us something?
You better get going, I'll tell you that.
Wait till see
what the fans... Man. Fans will be telling him something, potentially tonight or this
could
weekend.
Could be tonight.
Jody's in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, bub.
Hey, guys. Big fan, as you know. You know, I just wanted to say that, Sal, I agree with you. If he has... I was watching the game yesterday. I was ripping my hair out watching Soto do nothing, basically. If he doesn't do something soon, let the booze rain down. That's number one. Number two, BT, unkillable about the NFL schedule, just as an aside. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It was a great education for me. And
thanks.
BT, you're a former college baseball player.
Yes.
You know, and when you look at a guy like Soto, okay, mm-hmm. he's a great player. You know that. Is it all psychological? Is this something fundamental that you can look at and he can adjust? I just want to know what you thought.
No, I mean, listen, good call. Appreciate that, Jody. And I know you support us a lot. Thanks for making the call. I mean, listen, I got to stay in my lane. Yeah, I played college baseball, but that's the extent of it. Yeah, I think I know the game. I love the game. I don't know what's going through his mind. I mean, I'm not going to bore you with mechanical stuff. I don't really see anything that's jumping out.
Not seeing a hitch or anything.
I know. I mean, I'm not Charlie Lau. I'm not a hitting coach here. Now, yeah, I can identify maybe some
lefty
things.
Lefty to lefty, you know?
Yeah. Shoulders coming out a little bit there, Wani. Come on, buddy. Pulling off the ball. I haven't seen anything yet like that, like just an egregious malfunction or meltdown from a mechanical perspective. And even if I did, maybe I would communicate it in layman terms, but I wouldn't bore you with it because I'm not a coach. But I just think I look at a guy. I could have played lacrosse in college.
Right.
I look at a guy who looks right now like he's just not enjoying where he is.